This call is being recorded.
So, I wish to welcome everyone to our Thursday evening gathering. And in case we have any conference call virgins, my name is Mary. And tonight we shall be exploring the six healing sounds of Qigong. So I wanted to mention that this new alchemy that just came out is called I0, and it's already listed under the alchemy tab. Like, you can just click on it and read about it there. Jason did a write-up on it. It was absolutely beautiful, and I wrote up my review of it that I experienced. I'm still experiencing earlier this week, over the weekend. So one of the things we were saying about it was that it makes me feel so CC, which is standing for calm, empty, clear, and excited. Like, it has this, leaves you with this feeling of excitement that you don't really know what it's about, like what exactly you're excited about. You just feel excited about something, like the same way you feel like before you're gonna get on a plane and go somewhere fun, that kind of feeling. And I would highly suggest that you, whatever the day is that you're going to take it, like, make sure you have a day the next day to spend in totally absorbed in whatever it is that you would really like to be doing. Like, it's very much about the next day you want to relax and not really do anything. Like, don't work on your roof or clean out your gutters planned for that day, because you probably won't feel like doing that. You'll probably just feel like resting. But if you're not the type of person that enjoys like rest or relaxation, maybe you'll just want to, you know, hang out in your garden or something. So there's a lot to say about it for an alchemy that has like a really simple, elegant beauty to it. But just read the experiences we wrote about it. And also keep in mind that no matter what it is that we have to say about it, I would never limit it to just that. Like, your experience may be totally different. And if you want to talk about it, please write about it. If you get it and you want to express what your experience is, we would love, because, I mean, we'd like to know more about these endless, bottomless sacraments that come through and are shared, and there's always something to be known about the alchemy. So anyhow, check that out. Okay, so prepare to make funny noises tonight. This is essentially good. Perfect. This is a healing meditation, and essentially the idea is in Qigong, which is, you know, a branch of Chinese medicine, the organ systems function in such a way that they also contain the emotions. Like, we store emotions in certain parts of our body and different organ systems. And by making these healing sounds, you're producing a type of resonance and bringing in a vibration that disperses and clears out the energy and brings in also like a vital healing sound that vibrates through that part of the body and produces that, sort of restores vitality to that area. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to work on the lungs. And what you'll want to do is sit comfortably upright, and you'll want to hold your hands up near your lungs, kind of like you're holding a bundle of wood, but bring your arms in closer. So your palms are open and webbed, and your palms are facing each lung. Your left palm facing your left lung, right palm facing right lung. And using your inner eye or your inner attention and feeling, look into each lung. You want to look to the right, look to the left, look to the right, look left, look right. And you're going to notice any sadness. And you're going to notice maybe a person who is causing you sadness. And keep looking into each lung, left and right. And just check for any grief or sadness stored in your lungs. Any dark, cloudy places. And now you're going to inhale, and as you inhale, raise your hands directly up, palms above your head like you're raising the roof or holding up the sky. Your palms are facing out and your fingers are pointed towards each other, and your eyes are looking up, your head is looking up. You're inhaling, and as you exhale, you're going to make the snake sound. I'm going to inhale again, and then exhale. And as you're making the S sound, imagine you were flowing out all that sadness as this white fog, any grief, any sadness from your lungs, out of your mouth, up, around your body, and back down into the earth as neutral energy. Okay, and bring your arms to rest down on your knees, palms down, your head back to normal, facing forward. You're going to smile and inhale very gentle. Exhale, let go. Inhale. Exhale, let go of your sadness, let go of your depression, let your grief go down to the ground. Relax, close your eyes, rock a little bit side to side. When you empty this, even if you didn't have any sadness, still, like, it allows this positive earth energy to come in. Now you're going to breathe in. You're going to breathe in courage and righteousness Breathe in sincerity in your lungs. You're feeling so good in your lungs. And just smile and send that smiling energy into your lungs so that it radiates out, so that your lungs are glowing with this beautiful white glowing energy. And that white light extends out and radiates around your body. The next one is your kidney. Your kidney and bladder system. And your kidneys, they store fear and trauma. And they also store life force. So you're going to take your hands and you're going to rub them together. You're going to warm up your hands. And you're going to smile into your mind. And you're going to send that smiling energy down into your kidneys. You're going to take your hands and you're going to place each hand over each kidney area, like you're supporting your own back. Like your elbows are pointing back behind you. You're going to feel the warmth of your hands covering each kidney. Left hand over your left kidney and your right hand over your right kidney. You're going to put some love and compassion in your kidneys. And just like you did with your lungs, you're going to look left. Look right, look at the left kidney, the right kidney, and allow anything that you feel as fear, anything, any situation or any scenario come up. Just observe. Just observe it, looking left, right. And delete them. Delete those fears. You have the power to delete it. Look left, look right. Make sure we're clearing any fear energy in that area. Now I want you to move your hands from your back forward. Bring them forward. And in one hand, grab the fingers of the other and lower your body forward toward and around the knees. So you're clasping your hands around your knees tightly and pulling back a little bit, so that your arms are straight and the spine is arched in the back. So you're slightly hugging your knees and you're pitched forward a little bit. Eyes are open and looking forward. Make your mouth round. And make the sound choo, like a choo-choo train sound. Choo. Inhale. And do it again. Exhale. Choo. Inhale. Okay, bring the hands and the spine back upright and rest each hand on the knee. Inhale, feel your grounding. Relax. Let go of any remaining fear. Let go. Let it drain out into the earth. The next one is the liver sound. And this one is the sound shh, like you make when you're telling someone to be quiet. But now sitting up, rub your hands together. Create some warmth in your hands. And on the right side of the body, under your right pectoral breast area, is where your liver is. So you're going to place your hand right there under your right pectoral. And you're going to look left, right side of your liver. Search your liver for any feelings of anger. Anybody's pissed you off, any situations pissed you off. Allow it to come up and then delete it. Delete the anger. Delete the stress. Look left, look right. Okay, now I want you to extend your arms up, float your arms up. Interlace your fingers together, palms to the sky, look up, and gently lean your rib cage to the left, pressing up with the right arm gradually. Inhale. And feel a stretching in the area of your liver. Eyes open, do a shh sound. You break your hands open. Arms come back down to rest on the knees. And you're going to rock gently, sway back and forth. Make sure any anger or any jealousy is deleted. You feel this area is warm, cleaned out. And feel kindness and generosity grow in the liver area. Make this beautiful, healthy, green, glowing light there. In your liver area. That beautiful, amazing green color that you see in spring. Just relax, rest. Okay, and next we're going to do the heart. So your heart is located kind of in the center, but it has this left leaning, like the heart shape where it makes a point, is pointing to the left and to the outer side of the body. So that's where you can visualize your heart. So what you're going to do is you're going to put your hand over your heart in the area I describe, and it's about right around the nipple line area, in which close your eyes and smile and make a connection with your heart. To do the same, to look left and right into your heart. And search your heart for any hate or cruelty that might be lurking in there. Impatience, any maliciousness. Feel your power to delete. Now inhale and raise your hands up. Clasp your hands together, fingers interlaced, palms up, and lean into the right side with the rib cage. And look up and make the sound. And that's spelled HAAAAAW, like haw. Like hee haw, but kind of a breathy haw sound. Come back up. Break your hands open, bring your arms down to each knee. Let go of any hatred, go of any impatience, let go of any nastiness. Let it go down to the ground where our Mother Earth can neutralize it for us. Forgive, forget. Rock side to side gently. And feel so much love, so much joy there. And just rest. And now we come to healing sound number five, which is the spleen, pancreas, stomach sound. So on the left-hand side, across from the liver and down a bit underneath, a little bit the liver, place your hand under your left pectoral muscle. You want to look right, look left. And the emotions that are stored here are worry and anxiety, boredom, confusion, any guilty feelings, any sorry feelings, any disgust. Just look right, look left. Observe those emotions and delete them. Now I want you to bend forward slightly, and I want you to open your arms like you're holding a ball, like a very large ball. I want you to gather your arms in. Gather your arms into that spleen stomach area on your left so that your fingers are pointing in. And I want you to lean forward. Inhale, and then you're going to exhale a woo sound. Slightly guttural and breathy. And that's spelled W-H-O-O-O-O-O. And you're going to press your fingers into that area deeper, deeper, compressing the stomach, pancreas, spleen. Okay, now bring your arms up. Place your hands on your knees. Inhale. And exhale. And let go any of your worries. Let go any of your anxiety. Let go of any mistrust. I want you to smile to your spleen, pancreas, stomach. And make it radiant. Send love and joy and appreciation to your spleen, stomach, pancreas for all that they do for you. And they do a lot. Just rest in that energy. Okay, here we come to the last healing sound, and it is for something that is called the triple warmer, which is not really an organ system, but is more of a designated set of areas, and I'll explain. So the triple burner refers to three sections of your body. The upper burner, which is the crown, your head to your neck, and then the middle, which is your upper chest to your lower rib cage. And then the lower, which is below the rib cage to the perineum. And there's no emotion or color or anything associated with the triple burner. So your head and your heart are both naturally very hot. And what we're doing is we're going to bring the heat of the head and heart, and we're going to send it down to the middle and lower burners and all the way down to the extremities, so that we will distribute this hot, naturally hot energy up there, down throughout our body. So I'd like you to inhale and bring your hands up. Bring your arms up. And when you exhale, make the he sound. H-E-E-E-E-E. He. And then you're going to bring your hands back down. And as you bring it down, imagine that you're bringing the heat from your head down to your kidneys. Let's do that. We'll inhale. He. We're bringing that heat down to the kidney area and keep flowing it down, down, down through the sexual organs. Keep moving that heat, continue down, down your legs, pushing all the cold energy out of your legs, out of your knees, down through your calves. Push that cool energy out the tip of your toes. In this way, you can feel your head cool down and your heart cool down a little bit, but the rest of your body stays nice and vital and warm and infused with circulation. And this is a very good thing to do when you're laying down for sleep. Now just place your hands on your knees. And feel the balanced, clear, calm, open, joyful energy of a balanced system. Okay, that was the six healing sounds. I hope you enjoyed that and understood the visual impressions that I was giving you. In case you ever wanted to do it again, I'm probably going to place a link in the appropriate forum category. Is anybody still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool.
I'm here.
Powerful.
That was powerful.
Yeah, we're all gone.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
It was hard to get back. That was
cool.
A nice place to be. Ooh.
Awesome.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Wow.
Jason, are you on here? I guess not. I thought he had maybe called in. Does anybody have anything they want to say or share?
I've been zoning out like the whole time. I'm like,
cool.
I mean, I kind of halfway just didn't stop paying attention. I don't know. I was just, I don't know.
That's good. Really, there's, you know, no substitute for zoning out and relaxation. That was kind of the goal, was to bring you to that place of zero as much as possible.
Yeah, that new alchemy sounds awesome.
Yes. You must try. You must try.
Emptiness. Nothingness.
That's all, it sounds boring. You know, sounds like it could be boring, but it's really not.
Pretty fun place to be.
It's an absorbent place to be.
Yeah. Flowy in nature.
Pleasant.
It makes staring at walls fun.
Yeah, it makes staring at walls fun, but you know, it's not just the wall you're experiencing. You could be completely absorbed in the texture of your own mind and heart and how that feels. And to someone who walks in the room, that might just think you're staring at a wall. But
turns out it's not a wall.
It's pretty psychedelic. I had a bath experience. Jason brought over an ounce of the liquid for the bath, and I dumped it in the whole thing in my bath, which was a big dose, really. And I went and I was like, "Hey, it's time to get out," because the water was just super, almost too hot, and I had to get out. And I grabbed my eye mask and bottle of water and just sort of stumbled into bed and lay on the bed and just felt like I was dissolving into I felt like a feather that was dissolving into a pool of chocolate syrup. It got really psychedelic. I felt like my whole body was pulsing, and
wow.
it had a very psychedelic quality to it that was absolutely beautiful. And so that was, you know, be warned if you purchase an ounce amount and pour it into your bath. Be ready for that. It was brilliant. And then just had a little nap and
good advertising.
Yeah. the bathing experience is important. If you don't have a bathtub, borrow a bathtub or get in a lake or something. find a
Rent
body of water.
The pawn shop.
Yeah, we got hot springs here, so yeah, rent one. I've seen some creative homemade hot tubs before out of livestock tubs, and somebody built a fire under it. Actually works pretty well. But yeah,
the fire one when they boil you.
Yeah, it does get too hot after a while. You have to. Eventually, it kind of winds up being boiling, but you kind of bury it a little bit into the earth. There's a way to do it. I'm sure there's a YouTube video on it. But I did. It's like a redneck spa, basically.
I'll pick my bathtub.
Yay! I know, I just got a bathtub not too long ago, so I'm excited about that. Because we're big into sacred bathing. A big, beautiful experience, not to be missed. But that was the latest incarnation of the alchemy that came into being. And it tastes good, too. It's got this weird flavor. It's like fragrant without really having I-0. The fullness of emptiness.
It's
Thanks, Mary.
Thank
everyone.
You.
Get out of here.
That's cool. Hey, Robert, I asked Jason to help about that, is I don't know the answer to your question. So I'll find out.
Yeah,
if there's...
Okay. Yeah, I heard you start earlier, but yeah, because I got some stuff on my, on my computer, and yeah, it's just figuring out how to
share
get
it?
That.
Share okay.
it. Yeah. Because there's no, it seems to be a barrier that I don't know how to do that. So.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll ask.
But then you can create stuff. You can make stuff for your own. What if you make a video, if you videotape something and you don't put it on YouTube, and then you just want to post it.
Do you know what the format is in? Do you take it on your phone or something like that?
No, it's just something I made. I recorded off the internet. I use any recorder. It's a recorder that you can record like whatever's on your screen, and then it records through my VLC media player.
Maybe send me the file, and I'll see if Jason can post it.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. And MP3s, too.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Coolness. Okay.
Thank you.
Beautiful people, thank you. Have a lovely evening and weekend, you all. Bye.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, Mary.
Yeah.
I have a question. This is Eric.
Go for it.
The I0, should we get the powder, the liquid, and the bath? Do you need all three?
Arlie was recommending all three. But if finances don't allow you to do that, then get one at a time or just one, whatever makes sense, but I think they all go together.
Well, in the write-up, Jason talks about the powder and the water. Is the water the liquid or the bath part?
There are two liquid parts. One is a liquid for ingestion, and then there was another piece of the alchemy that came out that was intended not for consumption but for bathing.
Okay.
But I don't think that there would be anything wrong with using the liquid ingestible in the bath.
Right.
I don't know if it'll produce, they all seem to have different things they do.
Okay, thanks. That answers my question.
Okay. Okay, beautiful mellow beings. We could just, open G space and, just leave that open and be like, groovy cosmic jello together.
All right, let's do it. I'm down. Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Okay.
I'm going to go over and get over how beautiful this
is. I love this one. Did we look at this one that night, Artem?
Which one?
This one is, I think it's the... Oh, my God, what is this one called? It's
was
like
it
the
more style. Red.
We call it like the Baby and Mama Nebula because it's actually one of them is actually destroying the other one kind of. I want to call it the Whirlpool. There are two galaxies, and one of them is tearing up the other one's arm somehow with its gravity. It's so beautiful to look at and by the telescope and on the TV. I just wondered if you had seen it with us that night.
at night? Maybe. I mean, probably if it was on the route, you know.
We like,
a lot of good shots we got.
Some things aren't visible depending on where you are in the seasons and stuff. We got
Yeah,
go.
But we had a really clear night that night.
Yeah.
That we went out. That was fun.
Cool.
Quite spectacular.
We got to do it again.
Yeah. It's the season, guys. If anybody goes, you know, looking out in the stars, we do it. Do it together.
Yeah, if anybody's ever in Utah, find us. We'll go look at some stars.
In the desert or woods or wherever.
Yeah. Cool.
It'll be one hell of a time.
Nathan's on. Nathan, I hope you had a good birthday.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah,
sorry, I'm just in the middle of cooking a steak right now. I totally missed the conference. I just got the email.
No problem. I recorded it.
Oh, really? Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, we did the 6 healing sounds of Qigong. It's pretty cool. In fact, I'm going to take the recording off. All right.
Are you going to put it up?